Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And there is another diplomatic standoff going on in Washington right now, and it involves the Iroquois lacrosse team. The team is one of the best in the world, and right now they're trying to get from New York to the international championships in England. Problem is, they're carrying tribal passports with them. Well, the fact is, they've always traveled with those tribal passports for years, but now the U.S. State Department says they need to have U.S. passports, and the team yesterday wasn't permitted to get on their flight to England. Joining us now is the Iroquois team general manager, Ansley Jemison. Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand that the State Department offered to get the team expedited U.S. passports, but the team turned down that option. Why?
We kind of think that that's us compromising our principles. I mean, we recognize ourselves as a sovereign nation. We also recognize ourselves as indigenous of North America. As indigenous people of North America, we don't see ourselves as Canadian or U.S. Citizens, even though, you know, we draw players from both sides of the U.S. and Canadian border. And so we don't really identify ourselves as really that. We identify ourselves as a sovereign nation, our own each individual nation of the Iroquois Confederacy, and we want to travel on our passports. And we are also going to represent, you know, all the Haudenosaunee and Iroquois people when we go over to play in the World Championships, and that's why we want to travel on our own passports.
Now, did you have any inkling before you got to the airport that they were not going to accept your tribal passports?
We had a little bit of an idea. We'd been working with the U.K., their consulate office and things like that. And actually, the U.K. had mandated that in order for us to travel and for them to recognize our passports, we had to have an assurance from the U.S. State Department or the Homeland Security that we would actually get back into the country on our passports. They didn't really want us on their hands if we weren't denied, or if we were denied. So, that was part of the whole deal. Yesterday, we actually had to go to the airport because we'd already made a change on our flight. We were originally supposed to fly out Sunday afternoon, and because the flight didn't happen, because we didn't get the documentation or whatever else, had we not shown up to the airport yesterday, we would have been out of all the money that we had already put into our plane tickets. So right now, the airlines are actually holding our plane tickets for us until we receive the proper documentation, and they're going to let us fly. We're in a bit of a time crunch at this point because the first game is tomorrow night, 7:30, against the host nation, England, and we're in that game. And as of right yet, we do not have the clearance to fly, so we're in a time crunch.
But what are your chances? What are the odds against England? You guys have a fair chance of beating that team?
The host nation, I think, has deliberately scheduled us, a couple of years back or whatever the seedings and all that stuff kind of came out. And, they thought that, okay, we're one of the teams that can actually stand in the way of them from the home country meddling. And so they scheduled us early on, so hoping that maybe we have a little bit of jet lag and some weary legs from travel. And, so we'll see what happens. I mean, it's a little bit of gamesmanship on their part, but, I mean, hey, we're all for games. We enjoy that. And, hopefully we can get this issue resolved. I mean, as it's looking right now, we may be pulling up right to the stadium with our uniforms on and ready to play. But we're ready. We've been practicing a lot together as a team. We had some field time donated to us by Wagner College for the last couple of days. And actually, last night, a college teammate of mine, Tim Burns, I play at Syracuse University, was able to get us some free fields over at Bayville, New York, out on Long Island. And we were actually able to do a little meet and greet with some young lacrosse players out there. And people were very extremely generous to us, and the guys really enjoyed that. We're drawing strength from the time that we have together on the practice field. That's where this team has kind of been really, the glue has been for us, trying to keep us all together, is the moments and the times that we have on the practice field together.
This is Iroquois team general manager Ansley Jemison. He's a member himself of the Seneca Nation. The Iroquois lacrosse team is stuck in New York right now. They are trying to get to the international championships, but it sounds, Ansley, like you're confident you guys are going to make it, even if you're late.
We have some great political allies right now. A lot of people are making some phone calls for us, and we're staying optimistic. You know, we have flights arranged for 4 o'clock or 4 p.m. today, hopefully, and hopefully we're on those flights over to Manchester.
Well, good luck, not only in getting on your flight, but in the championships over there in Europe. That is Ansley Jemison with the Iroquois lacrosse team.